White, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, December 24, 1902. Dear son Willie, on Monday morning at 12:30, I spoke to the sanitarium helpers. The meeting was held in the classroom, which was well filled. The Lord gave me words to speak. After I had finished speaking, I was asked to offer prayer. The Lord Jesus came graciously near and encouraged our hearts by increasing our faith. We can rely upon the promise, "Ask, and ye shall receive." For the love that God has shown in giving His Son to die for us is an assurance that He will hear and answer our petitions. John 16, verse 24. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. And because of this, Christ's intercession in our behalf will always prevail. As we knelt together in prayer, we received the assurance that the Lord was drawing sacredly near to us. After the prayer, invitation was given to all who desired to speak in witness of Christ to rise to their feet. Almost immediately, a large number of those present were standing, and testimony after testimony was born. My heart was made glad to see Dr. Zielinski rising and to hear him bearing an excellent testimony. He has taken his stand fully with us to accept and live the truth. A patient at the sanitarium, Mr. Stanton, bore a good testimony. He and his wife came to the sanitarium some time ago. He was present when I spoke in the sanitarium several weeks ago, and he was such pleased with the meeting. Soon after, he and his wife called to see me, and about 3 weeks ago his daughter called. Mr. Stanton bought 15 copies of Steps to Christ to send to his friends. His wife and daughter have gone to San Francisco, but they expect to return to the sanitarium. They are all very much pleased with the place. We are praying that this family will accept the truth. They are much interested and are searching the Bible and reading our books.